Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say music. We have Jesse from Transition. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
你好。Music. Wow, this is your bread and butter.
This is what I love.
You are a musician.
That's right.
And I understand you are a guitarist and also a singer.
Yes. I started off playing guitar and gradually found my way into singing. And
you found your way to singing. That sounds really exciting. I think that singing found your way.
Singing found me.
Singing found you. Right. Music. In Chinese, we say 音乐. You see, it sounds just like music.
It does. It's got those lovely tones.
In is sound.
In
first tone.
In.
乐 on its own. It also means music. But then, of course, you emphasize it's something musical by adding in front. So, 音乐. 乐 is the fourth tone. 乐 is exactly the same sound as the moon, 月.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you see?
Right, I know a famous song, 月亮代表我的心.
Oh, that's a lovely song. Was that Deng Lijun?
That's right.
I love her. Gosh. All right, a lot of nostalgia coming back. Yeah, 音乐 is music. And to make music, we say 做音乐. Is to make. It's a very useful verb to learn. 做 is a fourth tone. 做音乐 is to make music.
做音乐.
Yes, and to say yourself as a musician, you say 音乐人.
Is that the same 人?
人,
person.
Person, yes. So 音乐人. And to say listen to the music, we use the verb 听音乐.
I'll try and say it as musically as possible.
听音乐. Perfect. And 听 means to listen, and with the same sound, exactly the same sound and same tone, we swap with music, 音乐. We say 音乐听.
音乐听.
Yes, can you guess what that is?
Place you listen to music.
The place you listen to the music. Hey. That means the concert hall.
And can it be any concert hall?
Normally, when you say that, it has to be static grand.
Right.
Yeah, okay. You wouldn't say a jazz bar is the 音乐厅, because okay. That's a jazz bar.
Yeah.
So 音乐厅 is quite a big grand space where you have proper acoustic and normally can accommodate several hundred or thousands of people.
Amazing.
Yep. And so 听音乐 is to listen to the music. We can say 听音乐 at 音乐厅.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. 听音乐在音乐厅.
Wow. So 在 here, you take us to the next level. 在 is like at in English. So 听音乐, listen to the music.
Yeah.
在 at 音乐厅 concert hall.
听音乐在音乐厅.
Yep. Let me add one more. 音乐会 is music. 会 literal meaning that means I can, but at the same time at the second layer of the meaning that means some gathering.
Okay.
For example, meetings.
Yep.
A group of people together, and then when you have a group of people together for the music, then that's a concert. 音乐会. 会 is the fourth tone. 音乐会. Right. So we have enough music. So how about we say some noise?
Let's make some noise.
So 噪音.
Oh, wow. 噪音. That's really useful.
Yeah, 噪 is some irritating sound. 噪音, it's the noise.
噪音. So I've come across this before when we have toured in China, and we need to speak to the sound engineer in Chinese.
Yes.
If there's this kind of like horrible buzzing going on in one of our speakers, then we have to use this. Hey, engineer, I can hear some 噪音.
Can
you get rid of that, please?
Right. Yeah. 噪音 is annoying sound.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can say someone's music, someone's 音乐 is 噪音, but you don't appreciate it.
Okay.
Let's say again, 音乐.
音乐.
音乐 is music. 做音乐.
做音乐.
做音乐 is to make music. 音乐人.
音乐人.
音乐人 is musician. 听音乐.
听音乐.
听音乐 is to listen to the music. 音乐厅.
音乐厅.
What's that?
Concert hall.
Great.
Somewhere grand, like the Royal Albert.
Exactly.
I also hear that when you were younger, you learned a very traditional Chinese instrument.
When I was young, I learned how to play something called 古筝.
I love the sound of 古筝.
Yeah, 古筝 is like a wooden box, rectangle shape with 21 strings. And you pluck the strings on the right and on the left, you need to use your fingers to make the reflection of the sound. Yeah. And it could be very beautiful and it could be highly complex. It's very easy to get on top very quickly, but then to become good, just like everything else.
Takes a lot of practice.
Takes a lot of practice. And to say 古筝, and in English that's there's an English name called zither.
Oh, okay.
Now you know.
Zither. Yeah, I mean, for zither. So long, I looked to try and find the right word for that.
Mm-hmm.
In English, I said Chinese harp, because I couldn't make... Well, my friends, even though it's an English word, they didn't understand what a zither was, and they'd never seen one before.
Yeah, I heard different names of it. Chinese harp, Chinese piano, and someone said zheng, that just translate the sound directly, but then after doing some research, it's called zither.
So, zheng, zheng, zheng.
Zheng, 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 yeah, exactly. Right, and... Remember we said 音乐会, it's concert, and what is noise?
噪音. I have to remember that one so I can tell
tell
the sound man to turn off that feedback.
Right, or tell your brother, hey Josh, stop making 噪音 when he drums.
Stop playing those drums, yeah.
Exactly.
It's too loud.
So can you share with us, you come across with a lot of Chinese musicians, and you even work with many of them. So who is your favorite? 音乐人, your favorite Chinese 音乐人?
Actually, I don't have a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I love so many of the different musicians that we've worked with because of different reasons. Mm-hmm. So there's a person that we've shot a video with called Zhou Jielun, and Jay Chow.
He's really talented.
And it was
pretty handsome too.
Oh yeah, he's great and so creative.
Mm-hmm.
We got the opportunity to play him some of our ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just listen and say, oh, in the chorus, why don't you just change the B minor to a D? And you think, hang on a second. We haven't told him what the chords were. He just listened to it once,
and he knew
one
it.
Chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got perfect pitch, so he can hear all of the different chords in there straight away. And it was amazing. So instantly, he was just like, okay, right, xiao xiao, like next song. Let me listen to the next song.
Mm-hmm.
So we played him quite a few, and he had some great ideas on how to help us make the arrangements better.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And we got to use his studio. So he had a microphone in his studio. It was all golden, and he'd been given...
Golden microphone?
Yeah.
Does that work better?
Oh, well, it looks great.
Okay. All right.
So I was thinking, oh, that's why. Yeah, maybe that's the secret, the golden sound. So he went and had a look at how much it was on the internet.
Right.
In one of those microphones, and it was so much money, thousands and thousands of dollars.
Okay.
And so he let us use that to record the vocals for our album.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an incredible experience for us to be able to do that.
Yeah, Jay is a very talented musician. Do you know that he's also a good actor?
Yes, I do.
He did Now You See Me 2.
Yeah.
Okay, no. I love Now You See Me, and then when Now You See Me 2 came out, I went to see it. And then there was a young kid working for the fortune-telling shop. That was him. Of course, he's not that kid. He was like nearly 40 years old.
Yeah.
But we have Chinese skin, and people can't tell our age. So he was acting like a 20-year-old, a kid working in a fortune-telling shop. A magician shop, sorry.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you for sharing music experience with us, Jesse. And thank you everyone for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Today, we learn how to say music. Until next time, 再见.
再见.